High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS. We're at the Chapman Gym in Hastings, St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks got set to take on Parkview Christian here tonight in a boys basketball game. So we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, coming off of your centennial conference tournament, 1-1 in the tournament. Just talk about your play there.
Well, it was a very balanced and equal tournament from the one through the six seeds. It was very... very balanced, and I thought our kids played well. You know, we really played well at home against David City Aquinas in the first round. Winning that game by 30, that doesn't happen very often in a conference like ours. And then, the Lincoln Christian game, I just think the ball didn't go in the hole at the right time, you know. And Christian has one of the best players in the state all class, and we've had trouble stopping him. And Logan Power goes off for 28 both times against us, and he had 20. I think he averaged 27.5 points in the tournament. So, when you got a player like that, and our kids played well, it was just a matter of we would have had to play extremely well to get out of Christian with the win, and I thought we played, you know, right down to the wire with them, and a break here or there, and you come away with a win, but nothing to be ashamed of. Our kids put that one behind them, I'm sure, as soon as they got on the bus and knew that the next 3 weeks are about getting better as a team and trying to keep going, you know, with the momentum we've built throughout the season.
One thing about it, when you lose in the conference tournament, you got some maybe some extra time to get ready for the stretch run stretch running your season, so you've had about 7 days now to get ready for this game.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes we were playing so much there, you go back to some of the basics, the fundamentals, and that's what our kids don't really mind. And that's one thing about this group is we go back to basic passing drills and basic footwork drills, and all of a sudden, you know, you see some crispness coming back, and it gave us a chance to shorten a practice here, a real long practice here. It kind of puts you on your own timetable for the next 4 or 5 days, and we did that. And I think like I told the kids, we're going to get evaluated this weekend by two pretty good basketball teams, and we'll see what kind of strides we made over the week.
At 5 games remaining in the regular season, you got to like the way this team is playing right now.
Yeah, I do. And this group is, blended well, and they've improved throughout the season, whether it's individually. And we've had some kids, that we started out the season, they look like they were at their inexperienced youth that they were, and now they're all, grown up, and it's a different basketball team from week 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, and then all the way up to where we're at now. But that's what you're hoping for, is kids take a little personal pride in what they're doing and get better, and winning helps, no doubt about it. I mean, anytime you're winning basketball games, your kids are really enthused about. They don't care if we have a shoot around for an hour and a half, or if we have an out film session on an off day or anything like that. So that's what it's all about, is trying to get yourself to peak here in another week or two.
Where does this team have to get better? If you had one area where this team has to get better before the postseason, what would that be?
Well, I think we just got to be better, consistent offense. We've had some spells in games where we go dry a little bit, and that's what hurt us against Christian. We just had trouble scoring consistently in the middle of the third quarter and couldn't hold and maybe stretch a three-point lead into a seven-point lead. At times, we've struggled at the free throw line. In those two areas, I think we've kind of shored up a little bit. Our kids take a lot of pride in their free throw shooting, and especially our post players. They did a great job in the game against Lincoln Christian. They shoot 70-some percent, but our guards, who have shot 75 to 80%, they shoot 33%. So they took pride in that, and they know there's little areas and details where like that that are going to be big as you go down the stretch.
Play a team tonight, Parkview Christian, not your typical D2 basketball team we're going to see here tonight. This is kind of a different bunch for us tonight.
Yeah, it is, and they're very athletic. They've got three players I know that could score or start on any team that we've played this year. Without the Lithuanian kids who aren't going to play tonight, they're, you know, not what they thought they were going to bring to Hastings when we contracted them. But those three kids are as electric at the guards that we're going to see. I mean, there's some, I told our kids, don't get caught up in looking at the highlight reel, because when you watch their films, they've got spin moves, they've got hang time, they, you know, they really, really do a nice job of getting shots for their three main players. And, you know, that those three right there are, do the bulk of their scoring right now. Maybe we can take advantage of their inside. I don't know if they can handle us inside if our big boys come to play.
We got information from the school. Their coach emailed and said they went out of their way to schedule a brutal schedule for this season. It kind of says something about the type of program that they're trying to build there.
Yeah, I know Coach Glissman, when he called me earlier last spring, he said, hey, we're just trying to build a bigger schedule, and I've got a pretty good team, I think, coming back, and I might be able to add a couple kids. And he said, we respect, you know, what you guys have done in the past, and we noticed you had an opening, and would you be interested? And, you know, at first you look at it PowerPoint-wise sometimes, and you go, well, it's not going to hurt us to play a D2 school. And then you look at it as, what kind of team are they going to bring? And, you know, when it, the timing into your schedule, you know, and we've always had a long week here, and I thought we need to learn how to play back-to-back nights. We don't have a lot of that on our schedule, and if we do get dinged in the conference tournament, you never play it in the back-to-back nights until you get deep into your schedule. And if you have to do that, say, at a district time or anything like that, you really you need to be seasoned and experience that. So, you know, hopefully our kids will respond, you know, be able to play two nights in a row.
Really, schedule this ball game, because you're going to see a different style of team that we have seen probably all season long. Just helps you guys for the postseason.
It sure does. You know, a lot of times you want a team sometimes that your kids don't know. And, you know, you play so many Centennial Conference teams or area teams, and your kids get to know them, and they know some things. And this will allow your kids to, you know, experience something. Knowing how to make adjustments right within the game, because sometimes you get that kid late in a season who hasn't played a lot on a team that you've played, but like we've talked about growth, he becomes their seventh man late in the season. All of a sudden you don't have a lot of scouting report on him, and all of a sudden he comes out and does something you don't weren't ready for. So this will be great for our kids, you know, and you know, I hope that they're you know, bringing their A game, because I think we will too.
All right, we'll come back and talk about Parkview Christian as our pregame show continues after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Back with Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher at St. Cecilia and Parkview Christian here tonight. This is a team that's actually ranked number 10 in the Lincoln newspaper in Class D2. So obviously they won their Frontier Conference championship a week ago. So it's a team that's got some talent.
Yeah, they do. You know, the three guards are electric, and like we've seen some of the highlights on them this and you're like, wow, we can't stop that. You know, you just can't consistently take some of the things that they want away. You know, they shoot the ball off balance. They'll shoot, you know, falling away. They run a little pick and roll action all the time. That if your kids aren't disciplined and stay within their own system, you'll get caught up in what they're doing, and all of a sudden you're trying to outshoot them, and that's not really what we want to do. You want to make sure you're making sound fundamental basketball decisions up and down the floor. And, you know, I think we can do that, but you just never know how a 16-year-old kid's going to react.
Is this kind of like an unconventional type basketball team? They do things that maybe some other teams don't do.
Yeah, at times, you know, on film, you'll see that, you know, the ball goes up awful quick out of their offense. And so, yes, that means you better check out and get a rebound, and you want to push it at them, because at times I've seen that, you know, maybe they don't get back as quick as some of the teams that we've seen, and we really want to get out and run. But then if you start getting in a running game to where they like that tempo, they're probably better athletes at the guard spots than we are, and maybe they'll enjoy that. So we've got to be really selective, and when we push the basketball and when we try to pound it in on them. So an unconventional basketball style that we're going to see tonight.
You mentioned the guards, Andrew Smith and Malik Morris, are two of the guys you were talking about, and those guys are probably second to none at their level.
They are. You know, you'll always see a basketball state tournament team come in and they'll have that one guard that you're just like, wow, he could play at any level. And, you know, there was some kids from Fall City Take It Hard a couple years ago that moved in. And there's been kids in D2 and D1, I think, all the time. The one thing you get in, as you go up a class or two is that depth factor. And these two that they have, I think they could probably start on about any Class B team on down. I just, you know, just as disciplined, whether or not they're disciplined or not, they can flat out score the basketball. So it's going to be a real challenge for our kids to be able to stay in front of them, make them take tough shots, and then hopefully do a great job on that rebound.
They're not afraid coming in here playing a C2 team. They played plenty of C2s, some C1s. They played some Class B teams and beat some Class B teams this year. So they're not afraid coming in here tonight.
No, you know, and that's a testament to their coach. I mean, he put a schedule together playing Mount Michael and going on the road to some other tough teams that, you know, their kids are going to relish in the fact that they're playing a team that's, you know, been traditionally pretty good in basketball here in the last 10 years. So we won't have that wow factor over them. If anything, I think our kids will look around a little bit and go, okay, what's this going to be like? And I hope that's not the case. We've talked about it all week, and we've really practiced at a different level this week, I thought, as far as, hey, our strength, and we got to be really physical and play our style of play.
You talked about the inside game. Is that where we're going to have the advantage tonight?
That's definitely what we're going to try to do. I told our kids if they play behind the post like they have on film, we are just going to make sure that our posts get a touch as much as they can. And, you know, and then if we can convert out and get some easy baskets too here and there. Their depth is not very strong. I know they've only went about six deep in most of their games. And if we can get up and down on them, maybe run a little legs out of them here and there, but definitely inside.
Okay, go on.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next is Parkview Christian and St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
They're trying to play things in, looking to get it in. Here to Johnson, who shot right in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound, St. Cecilia.
Tonight, we head to the Chatham Gymnasium for high school boys basketball for a C2 D2 showdown with Hastings St. Cecilia and Parkview Christian.
Zach Kitten with a board there for the Hawks. Gets it ahead now to Brooks Asher into the offensive scoring zone. Down in the corner is Sheehy. Dribbles once, comes out to Asher for three. Bingo!
It's the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, the Parkview Christian Patriots, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you courtside for the call of tonight's game. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS at the Chapman Gym. At Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, the Bluehawks get ready to take on the Patriots out of Parkview Christian. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in. A record of 13 wins and 4 losses on the season. The Hawks are currently ranked number 2 in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. St. Cecilia going 1-1 in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament a week ago, knocking off Aquinas on Tuesday by 30, 51-21, then losing to Lincoln Christian on Thursday night down in Lincoln by a score of 52-49. Christian went on to win the Centennial Conference basketball tournament a week ago. So St. Cecilia has had about 7 days off between games as they get ready to take on Parkview Christian. This is a new opponent for St. Cecilia for the 2013-2014 season. Parkview Christian is a Class D2 team. They're ranked number 10 in Class D2, but this is not your ordinary Class D2 basketball team. This is a team that's got a bunch of talent on it. In fact, their head coach is Garth Lisman. He's the former Nebraska football player. He played in the days of Frank Solich down in Lincoln. Then he went over and played basketball, or vice versa. He was a basketball player first under Barry Collier down there at Lincoln. Then he went and played football for Frank Solich down in Lincoln. And then when Bill Callahan came here, evidently, I got this story earlier, when Bill Callahan took over at Nebraska, he was not awarded a spot on the football team. So his football career kind of ended at that point. And now he's a lawyer in Omaha, and he does this on the side as he coaches Parkview Christian. So he's the head man here. His record is sitting at 10 wins and 6 losses on the season. Again, a Class D2 team as far as the classification is concerned, but they've got a bunch of people on their schedule. They're not really playing a Class D2 schedule. They've faced a bunch of C1s, a bunch of C2s throughout the season here this year. They played a Class B in Mount Michael Benedictine right after the first of the year. In fact, went into Elkhorn and beat that Class B opponent by a score of 47-44. This is a team that has played Kearney Catholic. They lost the Stars earlier this season by only 5 points at 53-48. They just got done winning the Frontier Conference Championship, playing a couple of ball games there, beating Omaha Brown Al Talbot by the score of 57-43, beating Omaha Christian Academy by the score of 43-42, and they beat Dorchester by the score of 66-41. So this is the team actually coming to Hastings with a 4-game winning streak as they get ready to take on Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. We've heard a lot about Andrew Smith. He is going to be the main cog in the wheel for Parkview Christian. This is the real deal. This is a guy that's been averaging 17.1 points per ball game so far this season. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and Parkview Christian here tonight in boys high school basketball. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set to go here tonight in boys high school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Parkview Christian and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia getting ready to square off here tonight. Got some scores in from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. The girls' side of things up in Ord tonight in the early ball games at 4:30 today. In the semifinals, it was Kearney Catholic beating Donovan Trumbull by a score of 51-26. The other game, Ravenna down Centura 41-39. So Kearney Catholic will play Ravenna in the championship tomorrow night on the girls' side of things at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament at 6 o'clock. Donovan Trumbull will take on Centura in the consolation game. The starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Crusaders, or the Patriots of Parkview Christian here tonight, they'll go with Malik Morris, a 5'10" inch senior. Morris is averaging 11.4 points and 4.6 rebounds per game, also averaging 2.1 steals per game. Dan Ngoy is a 6'1" senior. Ngoy is averaging 9.6 points and 8.1 rebounds per game, also dishing out 2.3 assists and 2.8 steals per ball game. Trevor Palifka is a 5'9" junior. He is averaging 4.3 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Andrew Smith is a 5'9" senior. Andrew Smith averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds per game, 2.5 assists and 3.4 steals per game. And then Lavelle Rogers is a 6'1" and senior, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. St. Cecilia will go the same way as they have the past several games. Dayton Seeley, a 5'11" and sophomore. Brooks Asher is 6'1" and sophomore. Zach Kitten, a 6'4" and sophomore. Thomas Skoke, a 6'4" and senior. And Alex Sheehy, a 6'2" and senior. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Opening tip is controlled by a Parkview Christian as they will shoot to our basket to our right. The ball game is underway here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's Malik Morris with the ball out to Ngoy out here in three-point territory. Top of the key, there's a long-range jumper put up by Andrew Smith. No good. Ball tapped around. Picked up underneath the basket by Lavelle Rogers. His shot from point-blank range is no good. So Parkview Christian gets a couple of shots in the hole, and they can't convert. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way. Seeley driving the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped around. Seeley grabs the ball back. In the lane, kicks it out to Asher for three. Shot no good. Rebound Dayton Seeley. His second rebound here in the opening possession. Just underway between St. Cecilia and Parkview Christian here tonight. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. Brings it out to the top of the key. Moves it over to Zach Kitten on the wing on the right side. Dribbling it down the lane. Left-handed layup is up there. It's good, and he's fouled into play. Zach Kitten scores there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Gets the Blue Hawks on the scoreboard. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Dan Ngoy. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's the first team foul on the Patriots here in this first quarter of play. Parkview Christian, a team that comes out of Lincoln. They made the trip out here tonight. Going to the free throw line is going to be Zach Kitten. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zach Kitten on a three-point play puts the Blue Hawks out on top by a score of 3-0 here in this one. We are 55 seconds into the ball game here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia will attack just as Parkview Christian brings the ball into the offensive zone down here. As they bring it into the offensive zone, here's Palifka with the ball, comes out on top. Now to Ngoy. Ngoy moves it on the dribble out here to the top of the key. Malik Morris has got the ball on the far sideline. Here's Andrew Smith circling around, takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane, now backs it back out in three-point territory. Andrew Smith flips the ball away out here, dribbling to the free throw line is Malik Morris. Out to Ngoy, down in the corner on the right side. A shot is put up there by Palifskas, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Andrew Smith on the far sideline. Offensive board there for Parkview Christian. Here's Andrew Smith taking the ball in the lane, kicks it out here on the near sideline again to Ngoy. Throws up a three, a shot good. Dan Ngoy scoring there for Parkview Christian. That ties the ball game up here. We're about 1:45 seconds into the ball game from the Chapman Gymnasium tonight. Here's Zach Kitten with the ball to Dayton Seeley. Comes across the top. Here's Alex Sheehy. Sheehy moves it down in the corner to Kitten. Takes the ball into the hole. And shot is up there. No good. Tip try is going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be Parkview Christian basketball. Parkview Christian, the Crusaders, or the Patriots, they are ranked number 10 in the Class D2 poll this week, and the Lincoln Journal Star, Hastings St. Cecilia, is ranked number 2 in Class C2, according to the Lincoln newspaper. Scoring off here tonight, here's Malik Morris in the lane. Kicks it out here to Ngoy again. He's picked up out there by St. Cecilia's Alex Sheehy. St. Cecilia's in a man-to-man defense. Here's Andrew Smith with the ball behind his screen. Andrew Smith drives it to the rack. His shot's going to be blocked down, and it's going to be out of bounds. Getting his hands out there was Thomas Skoke of Hastings St. Cecilia. So it's going to be Parkview Christian inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Ngoy from the corner. His shot is up and in. A three-pointer. And Ngoy throws up his second three-pointer of the contest. He's got 6 points. And Parkview Christian goes out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. It is 6-3. There's a shot put up there. No good by Thomas Skoke. And the rebound comes down to Ngoy as he runs back the other way. 3-on-2 to the hole and an offensive charging foul. Ngoy knocks down a defender there for St. Cecilia and picks up the offensive charge. That's going to be his second personal foul. Now, depth is a problem here for Parkview Christian. They've got two players that are ruled ineligible this season. The Lithuanian players, you may have read a lot about that especially this week. They have been ruled ineligible. They will not play tonight. Plus, they've got two other people that will not play in this ball game tonight. So depth is going to be a problem for Parkview Christian here in this ball game tonight against EC St. Cecilia. There's a pass underneath the hole to Zach Kitten. His shot is up and in. Kitten scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got five on the board. 6-5 is the score. Parkview Christian has got the lead. Here's Andrew Smith. He goes out to Lavelle Rogers. Rogers down to Malik Morris. Drives it down the lane. Spinning and turning. His shot is up there and in. Nice move. That's a highlight-type move there by Malik Morris. He scores in the lane. It's now an 8-5 ball game. Parkview Christian has got the lead. Here's the St. Cecilia back with the ball, back in their offensive zone. Alex Shee, he has shot for three, is going to be up there, no good. Ball being tapped around, it's picked up here by a Parkview Christian as he runner back the other way. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Andrew Smith has got the ball. Andrew Smith backs it back on. He's picked up there by Dayton Seeley of Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's a Palifka, moves it down in the corner to the left side. Now they bring it back out into three-point territory. Here's Engoy with the ball. Down to Malik Morris. Comes over here now to Andrew Smith. In the lane, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we have got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings St. Cecilia. So we'll stay here. This will be a non-shooting situation. It's going to be the Parkview Christian Patriots playing the ball in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Seeley picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. They play things in to Andrew Smith. Andrew Smith has got the ball, dribbles to the free throw line, backs it back out now. As Alex Tino is into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. That one, 5 second violation. 5 second violation is called on the Andrew Smith. So it's a turnover on Parkview Christian. Yeah, it's going to be St. Cecilia ball coming back the other way. 8-5 is the score. It's the Patriots out on top of the Blue Hawks here tonight in boys high school basketball, a boys only game here tonight. St. Cecilia coming back from the Centennial Conference basketball tournament a week ago. Here's Zach Kitten with the ball. Comes out here to Tino at the top of the key. Alex Tino moves it over in the right sideline to Zach Kitten. Kitten puts it on the floor, dribbles in the free throw line, down spins, gets it back out to Tino. 4-3, his shot is up there and in. Alex Tino knocks down a three-pointer from St. Cecilia from the right wing. And we're tied up now at 8 points apiece. 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. Andrew Smith has got the ball. Now to a Trevor Palifka. Palifka gives it away to a Morris as he dribbles down the left side of the lane. Contact made, foul called. Personal foul going to go here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on to Cannon Howell. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Blue Hawks, a non-shooting situation. So it'll be the Patriots playing the ball in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Andrew Smith. Andrew Smith behind a couple of screens. Now he fires up at 17-footer. It's going to be short, no good. Long rebound. It is loose. It is still loose. Finally ripped out of there by Cannon Howland. He's tied up on the play. Trevor Palifka hitting his hands in there for Parkview Christian. The alternating jump goes back to Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawks come back with the ball. Approaching the 3 minute mark here in the first quarter. It's 8-8. St. Cecilia and Parkview Christian here tonight. Alex Tino with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes to Cannon Howell. Left side of the lane. Cannon Howell with his back to the basket. Now dribbles out into 3 point territory. Sends it out here to Brooks Asher. Now on the wing, Tino has got the ball. Tino dribbles once. Rainbow pass comes over here to Zach Kitten. Drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Zach Kitten is a man on fire here to start off this ball game. He's got 7 points already in the ball game, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. 10-8 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top by two. Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line. He's a 48% foul shooter on the season. St. Cecilia is a team. Is up their free throw percentage now to 61%. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up on the baseline here by Palifka. Trevor Palifka. He's got the ball down to Andrew Smith. He works here in backcourt. Andrew Smith races the ball into the offensive zone down the right sideline. 10-8. Parkview Christian down by two. Malik Morris has got the ball. He takes it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brooks Asher. Asher dribbles behind his back as he brings it into the offensive zone for the Hawks. Gets the ball ahead down to Sheehy. Bombs it inside to Howell. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Cannon Howell scores for Hastings St. Cecilia. Heard Kevin Asher talk about in the pregame show that they would have a huge advantage in the inside and in the paint. And so far, that's where they're attacking with Zach Kitten, Cannon Howell. Kitten has already got 7 points in the ball game. Cannon Howell gets his first field goal there. He's fouling the play by Josh Case, who is in the ball game there for Parkview Christian. That's going to be his second personal foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Cannon Howland. His shot is up there and in. A 3-point play for Cannon Howland. St. Cecilia has now got a 5-point lead over Parkview Christian. The score is 13-8. Here come the Patriots back the other way. This is Andrew Smith. He's their leading scorer, averaging 17 points per ball game. He has not scored so far here in the first quarter. Andrew Smith comes over to Malik Morris. Morris sends it over on the far sideline to Palifka. He drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas Skoke. Skoke gets the ball the way to Tino down the near sideline. Gets it ahead to Seeley. Out to Tino. To Skoke down in the corner. Right side. Sheehy. His shot is up there. No good. Ball slapped around in the corner. It nearly goes out of bounds, but it's saved here by Parkview Christian. The Patriots come back the other way. Andrew Smith has got the ball. Smith hustles into the forecourt, drives it down the left side of the lane. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Skoke. 13-8 to score. He sees St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Hawks have the ball. Skoke into the forecourt, comes over to Tino. Tino behind a Skoke screen. Moves it over to Sheehy on the right side. Takes it down to the baseline. His running one-hander good. Alex Sheehy scores. Has now 15-8. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here come the Patriots down the near sideline. Malik Morris has got the ball. Morris averaging 11 points per ball game for Parkview Christian. He's got a field goal and two so far today. Malik Morris has got the ball on the wing. He drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Tip try is up there and in. That's Nosa Iogbe getting the field goal there. This could be a long night. There's a pass across the court. It's going to be out of bounds. St. Cecilia turns the ball away for the first time. We had to go through a massive pronunciation clinic before this one here tonight with the coaching staff of Parkview Christian. 15-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 5-point lead as we are under a minute to play here in quarter number one from the Chapman Gymnasium. Here's Andrew Smith with the ball. Hands it away out here in 3-point territory. Now to Malik Morris. Malik drives it to the elbow. Throws it out here. Now to Smith behind the screen. Free throw line jumper is put up there and down through the hole. Andrew Smith hits his first field goal here. He's got 2 points, 15-12 now. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Hawks have the ball with 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here's Dayton Seeley out here in 3-point territory. Seeley dribbling with the ball with 10 seconds behind a Skoke screen. Moves it to the hole. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. Picked up by Seeley. Down to Boyd. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Foul shot is up there. No good by Skoke. The ball still being tapped around. A shot at the buzzer. Spins out of there. No good by Derek Boyd. St. Cecilia, 3-4 shots in the hole there. Right at the end of the first quarter, nothing goes down the cylinder. And time expires here in quarter number one. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 15, Parkview Christian 12.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. After one quarter, 15-12 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Parkview Christian. But the Patriots have the basketball to begin the second quarter. They move it over on the left side. That's going to be Polifka. As he hands it away now to Andrew Smith as he dribbles out here in the three-point territory. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Zach Kitten, the first turnover on Parkview Christian here in the ball game. Brooks Asher now with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Across the 10-second line, Brooks Asher works out top against Morris, sends it to the far sideline to Dayton Seeley on the high post. That's Thomas Skoke. Scores around to the hole, now tries to drive it. The ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Nosa Igangwe. He picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5, called on Parkview Christian here in this basketball game. St. Cecilia will play things in. Here's Tommy O'Keefe into the ball game. Sends it inside down to Skok. Wheels in the lane. Tries to dump it away. The ball's knocked loose. Skok picks it back up. Thomas Skok keeps the ball alive. Out to Brooks Asher on the right sideline. Asher now top of the key to Zach Kitten. Kitten drives it. Gives it away now to Thomas Skok in the wing. Backs it up. Thomas Skok with his back to the basket. Bounce pass comes out here to Asher. Asher behind the screen. 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Hawks working with the ball against his man-to-man defense. Dayton Seeley has got the ball now. Goes down to Tommy O'Keefe. Moves it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Now hands it back away to Zach Kitten. He tries to drive it. He can't do it. Good defense here by Parkview Christian here in this ball game. St. Cecilia can't penetrate. Tommy O'Keefe down to the right sideline to Brooks Asher. His pass deflected. Asher picks it up on the right sideline. He uses the screen, circles around, now dumps the ball away to Skok. Puts a man in the air, goes for the hole and scores. So St. Cecilia very patient on that possession. Finally, Thomas Skok puts a man in the air and scores it off of the window. And St. Cecilia is out to a five-point lead again. 17-12 is the score. 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. Andrew Smith with the ball on the wing. Now drives it toward the hole. Is running one-hander. Is up there and in. Andrew Smith scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. You don't want him to get warmed up. He's had some massive games here this year against some of his opponents. He's got a couple of field goals and four already. Here's Asher's shot for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Kitten, and he's fouled in a play. Kitten is fouled in a play. He'll go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Igagbe. That's going to be his second personal foul. Nosa Igagbe. Going to the free throw line will be Zach Kitten. Kitten has got 7 points in the ball game thus far. His shot is up there, and his shot is going to be good. He'll get one more. It's now 18-14 in favor of St. Cecilia. Zach Kitten will have one more shot here. 5:54 to play in the second quarter. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Kitten. He's got 9 points already in the ballgame. That's what he averages for the season. Got nine in the first quarter and 2 minutes of this one. 19-14. He's seeing St. Cecilia with the lead. Here comes Andrew Smith back with the ball. Now to deep in the corner to the right side to Malik Morris. He lobs it over here to Igagbe, who gets it to the free throw line. Down there is going to be Rogers with the ball. Lavelle Rogers back out on top to Ngoy. Ngoy comes across the top now to Malik Morris. Down in the corner to Rogers. On the wing again to Malik Morris and back out near the 10-second line to Andrew Smith. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense here. Here's Malik Morris. He's got the ball on the wing. Malik Morris picked up by Seeley, and Seeley's going to be hit with a personal foul. Dayton on a reach-in picks up his second personal foul.
That's number one, Dayton Seeley, his second personal third team foul.
That's going to be team foul number three called on St. Cecilia here in this first half of play. It's going to be Parkview Christian inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Lavelle Rogers will inbound the ball here for the Patriots as he gets it into Ngoy. Now to Andrew Smith out here. Andrew Smith dribbling with the ball, comes across the top to Dan Ngoy. He throws up a shot from the top of the key. It's right down through the hole. Dan Ngoy scores. He's hit 3 three-pointers in the ball game. He's got 9 points in Parkview Christian within two. Now Ngoy gets a steal as they come back the other way. We got a traveling violation. That's going to be Malik Morris getting the ball there. He drives it to the hole. He's whistled for the palming violation. So two turnovers now on Parkview Christian here in the ball game. 19-17 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Hawks will come back with the ball here. So these two teams meeting for the first time here. Here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. I understand a return trip to Wenken is in store for the 2014 season. 2014-2015 season next year. Brooks Asher moves it down in the corner now to Alex Sheehy. Out of the elbow, there's Thomas Skok with the ball. Spins in the lane as he's going to be fouled in the play. He'll be fouled in the lane here by Parkview Christian. And the foul is going to go on who? It's going to go on Lavelle Rogers. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Parkview Christian. Going to the free throw line is going to be Thomas Skok. Skok has got 2 points so far tonight. He's a 57% foul shooter in the season. 27 out of 47. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. A lot of conference basketball tournaments going on throughout the area tonight. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament up in Ord. The Twin Valley Conference Tournament is going on at Adams Central High School. Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament going on. We'll try to get you some scores throughout the ball game here tonight. 20-17 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a three-point lead here, making four as the next one goes down through the hole for Thomas Koch. So it's now 21-17, St. Cecilia with the lead. Coming back with the ball is going to be Dan Engoy. As he brings it into the offensive zone, Engoy gives it away now in the lane. There's Rogers. The shot's going to be too strong. Rebound comes down here to Thomas Koch. Thomas Koch with the ball, takes it to the right sideline. Now to Alex Sheehy. Hustles into the offensive zone. Down in the corner, that's Seely. Out to Skok for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose. Skok has got it again on the right side of the lane. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. Personal foul going to be whistled on Andrew Smith of Parkview Christian. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line is going to be Thomas Skok. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Parkview Christian. So this will be a 1-1 situation. His first shot is up there and in. He'll get one more. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Thomas Skok will have one more shot here. He's got 5 points already in the ball game. Next shot is up there and in. So Skok, a perfect 4 of 4 from the free throw line. And St. Cecilia has opened up a 23-17 lead now with 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter over Parkview Christian. The Patriots bring the ball back the other way. Here's Malik Morris, now to Andrew Smith. Andrew Smith with it out here in 3-point territory, backs it out near the 10-second line. Sheehy right in his face defensively for the St. Cecilia defense. Here's a Morris with the ball, free throw line extended right side behind a Rogers screen. Bounce pass goes over to Smith, takes it to the elbow from the left side. His shot's up there, no good. Rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Knocked out of Kitten's hands by Trevor Polifka. So St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. Into the ball game again is going to be Nosa Iogbe as he comes in. Iogbe is in for Engoy. 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Here in quarter number 2, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Parkview Christian. The score is 23-17. Asher with the ball now for the Hawks. Comes into the offensive zone to Dayton Seely. Top of the key to Thomas Koch. Entry pass is going to be deflected and intercepted. Intercepted there by Iogbe. Iogbe has got the ball as he brings it back the other way. Here they come. Andrew Smith has got the ball. Andrew Smith drives it toward the hole. Now he stops and pops. His shot from 5 is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Iogbe. His shot is up there and in. Nosa Iogbe scoring there for Parkview Christian. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. 23-19, St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass inside to Kitten. His shot is going to be blocked down by Iogbe. And rebound comes down to Parkview Christian. Here come the Patriots back the other way. Andrew Smith takes it down in the corner. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Polifka. Polifka scores, and now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings St. Cecilia as the Patriots of Parkview Christian is back to within 2 points here. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 23, Parkview Christian 21.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Lupine Conference Tournament tonight. Gibbon has knocked off Ravenna by a score of 38-33, so Gibbon will play the winner of the Adams Central Donovan Trumbull game for the Lupine Conference Championship tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in Ord. Get you the rest of the scores coming up at halftime here tonight here on 1230 KHIS. 23-21, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Hawks have the ball. Here's a Cannon Howell. Cannon Howell brings it out to Dayton Seely out here. Seely out of Asher at the free throw line. The shot is up there, in and out, no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Parkview Christian. Here come the Patriots now with a chance to pull ahead with a 3-point field goal. Coming back the other way is Morris. Malik Morris on the wing behind the screen. Throws it to the far sideline. That's going to be a Polika with the ball as he lobs it over here to Iogbe. Iogbe now to Rogers. Now in 3-point territory to Andrew Smith. Behind the Rogers screen. Now they dump the ball away to Rogers inside the free throw circle. Rogers now to Malik Morris as he drives it to the hole. Contact made. And he fouls going to be called. The basket went down, but it will not count. A foul on the way. Yeah, it's going to go on Dayton Seeley. That's going to be the third foul on Seeley. That's going to be team foul number four on St. Cecilia. This will be a non-shooting situation, so Parkview Christian will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trevor Polifka will inbound the ball here for Parkview Christian. Gets it down in the corner to Morris. Morris dribbles once, sends it cross court now to Rogers. Rogers out to Smith. Smith drives it, gives it away now to Malik Morris. He takes it to the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down, and the ball is recovered here on the baseline by Alex Sheehy. Sheehy gets the ball away to Asher. Asher's bounce pass is going to be out of bounds. Cannon Howell was standing on the end line after he receives the pass from Brooks Asher. That's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their third. Here comes Parkview Christian back the other way, still with a chance to pull ahead here. 23-21, Hawks have a two-point lead. Here comes Parkview Christian back with the ball. A 10th-ranked team in Class D2 squaring off with Hastings St. Cecilia there tonight here at the Chapman Gym. Andrew Smith with the ball. Andrew Smith comes over here to Malik Morris. Morris sends it back to the far sideline to Polifka. He works over there. Polifka now to Smith to the free throw line. His shot is up there, no good. And a foul is going to be called, and the rebound is going to go on Nose Igagbe, I do believe, with the 108 to play here in quarter number two. That's going to be the case. Nose Igagbe picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Nosa. Three fouls also on Dayton Seeley of St. Cecilia. We're going to shoot some free throws on the St. Cecilia end. Here comes Zach Kitten to the free throw line. Kitten is 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. He's got 9 points in the ball game. This will be a 1-1 for Zach Kitten as he will toe the mark here for the Hawks. His shot is up there in the shot. In and out. No good. Rebound Rogers. LaValle Rogers has got the ball for Parkview Christian as he hands it away here in backcourt. And here come the Patriots now. Andrew Smith has got the ball. Smith flips it over here to Malik Morris. He drives it. The ball's going to be knocked loose by Tino. But the ball's picked up here by Rogers for Parkview Christian. Now to Smith again. Andrew Smith dribbling the ball. Gets it out here to Malik Morris. Morris, he drives it toward the goal. We got a shot up there. No good, but he's fouled in the play. Malik Morris, boy, a quick little guard out there for Parkview Christian. Takes it right to the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Sheehy. That's going to be his first, and that's going to send, nope, no free throws there. It occurred on the drive in, and that's only the 15th foul on St. Cecilia. So with 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter, Parkview Christian will inbound the ball. Finally, they do down here in the corner. That's Morris with it. Now out to Smith. Andrew Smith dribbling with the ball now with 40 seconds to play as he directs a little traffic out here. We'll see if the Patriots go for the final shot. Trailing by 2, 23-21. Morris drives it, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Malik Morris as he was driving the ball in the hole. Down the left side of the lane, Morris gets hit with an offensive charging foul. That's going to be the first foul on Malik Morris. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt with 30.6 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, it's 23-21. Hawks have a two-point lead. Bring the ball up is going to be Asher. Malik Morris will be right in his grill defensively. As he comes right across the 10-second line. There's Sheehy with the ball on the right sideline. Alex Sheehy dribbling with the ball, brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Brooks Asher. 12 seconds to go. Now to Sheehy on the right sideline behind his screen. Sheehy caught out here in 3 points. Territory throws up the shot. It's going to be no good. St. Cecilia trying to save it. They can't get to it. And it's going to be Parkview Christian ball with 4.6 seconds to play. Head of the ball game now is going to be Dan Engoy. He's going to check in. Engoy comes in. Josh Case will go to the bench. Tommy O'Keefe comes in. For St. Cecilia, Alex Sheehy will come to the bench. 4.6 seconds to play. 23-21. The Hawks have the lead. Here comes Andrew Smith down to their sideline. Smith throws it up from long range. His shot is off of the mark. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Parkview Christian staying right with the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight in boys high school basketball. The score at halftime at St. Cecilia 23, Parkview Christian 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, we're back at the Chapman Gymnasium Boys High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Parkview Christian. The score is 23-21 at halftime. St. Cecilia led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 15-12. And right now 23-21 in favor of St. Cecilia at halftime here tonight. We'll get to the scoring update here momentarily. I'll give you a scoreboard update, though, brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirect.com. Keep our eyes on the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament up at Ord tonight. The girls' semifinals were played earlier today. Kearney Catholic knocked off Donovan Trumbull by a score of 51-26. And it was Ravenna over Centura by a score of 41-39. So it will be Kearney Catholic and Ravenna in the championship game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Ord. Meanwhile, in the consolation game tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, it'll be Donovan Trumbull taking on Centura. The boys' semifinals are going on now. Ravenna has lost to Gibbon tonight by a score of 38-33. So Gibbon moves into the championship ball game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament for the boys tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. They'll face the winner of the game going on now between Adams Central and Donovan Trumbull. That game will tip off here at 8 o'clock up at Ord, and you can catch the action tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The boys' championship tomorrow night at 8, and the consolation game will go at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Also action in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is going on over at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Also the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. They've got the boys' semifinals tonight out at Adams Central. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Again, 23-21 is our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Parkview Christian. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
In top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Parkview Christian at the break. 23-21 is our score here. As we check the scoring, first of all, for Parkview Christian, they have not gotten to the free throw line in the first half of play. Only two turnovers in the basketball game so far. The ring led by Dan Engoy. Engoy has knocked down 3 3-pointers. He's got 9 points here at the break. The other scorers We've got Andrew Smith. He's got two field goals for four. Nosa Igagbe, he's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. And Malik Morris, he's got a field goal for two. Trevor Palifka, he's also got a field goal and 2 points. So two turnovers, nothing from the free throw line. Parkview Christian, 21 points on the board here at the break. Racing St. Cecilia, they're being led so far by Zach Kitten. Kitten has got 9 points in the ball game. He has got three field goals, and he is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Thomas Skoke, he has got 6 points here at the break. He's got a field goal. He's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for 6 points. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Cannon Howell, he has got 3 points in the ball game thus far. He's got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 1 from the charity stripe. Alex Tino also with 3 points. He's got his 3 from the field on a 3-pointer. And Alex Sheehy has been limited to just 2 points tonight on a field goal for St. Cecilia. The Hawks are hitting 8 out of 10 from the free throw line, and they have committed 3 turnovers in the basketball game. So it's 23-21. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 2-point lead over Parkview Christian here in boys high school play. Hey, tonight over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you've got Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm on the road tonight as they're playing at Waterloo. The ball game got started at 7 tonight, so it's still early in that one. The Tri-City Storm playing at Waterloo on the Breeze. Tomorrow we'll have college basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. We will head for Yankton, South Dakota. It'll be Hastings taking on Mount Marty tomorrow afternoon. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Pre-game coverage begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. And we'll also have college basketball tomorrow on the Breeze. It'll be Nebraska playing at Northwestern. That game will tip off at 12 o'clock noon. The pregame show will be at 11 o'clock on the Breeze. Also, the Tri-City Storm in action tomorrow night at Sioux City. We'll have that one tomorrow night on the Breeze, 6:45 with pregame. Faceoff will be at 7 o'clock. So college basketball and USHL hockey coming your way on our network of stations tomorrow at Platte River Radio. And by the way, all the championship games, all the consolation games from the Lou Platte Conference Tournament up at Ord tomorrow can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We're at halftime here at 23-21. It's Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Parkview Christian Patriots. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by S&L Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
23-21, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead over Parkview Christian here tonight. Boys high school basketball. We told you a little bit earlier about the two Lithuanians that play on this team for Parkview Christian. It was just out today. The NSAA has ruled those two students are ineligible to play, citing undue influence by Garth Glissman, who is the head coach of the Parkview Christian Patriots. Also, a couple other Lithuanians that are playing or wanting to play at Norfolk Catholic and also Lourdes Central Catholic. They have been ruled ineligible as well. They've had several hearings the past couple of weeks. In fact, Garth Glissman, who's the head coach of the Patriots, is also a lawyer representing the players against the NSAA. But they just came out with a ruling today that said these players are ineligible. So they are here tonight, but they are not in uniform for a Parkview Christian. And I'll tell you what, those are some good players. One of them is that 6'9" that's being recruited by a lot of teams, a lot of smaller colleges, Wayne State, and a lot of GPAC teams. And also another one is at 6'1" and an outstanding guard, but they are ruled ineligible and will not play this season for Parkview Christian. 23-21 is our score as the second half is now underway. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight in this second half of play. Alex Tino will get the start to begin the second half as they feed it inside to Zach Kitten. The ball's going to be poked away. It's going to be picked up here by Polifka as he runs back the other way, and his pass is here. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, and he loses the ball out of his hands. Trevor Polifka loses the ball out of his hands. There's going to be the third turnover. He had a sure two-pointer there. He's just going up for the shot. He lost it out of his hands, out of bounds. So a turnover on Parkview Christian. That would have tied this baby up. 23-21, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Here's Tino with the ball. Tino hands it away out here in three-point territory to Thomas Skoke. Sends the ball inside to Kitten. Spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot and scores it. Zach Kitten scores. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. 25-21, the Hawks out to a four-point lead. Here come the Patriots back with the basketball. Parkview Christian has got it. Andrew Smith comes over here to Engoy. Back out to the top of the key to Polifka. Polifka moves it over to Andrew Smith. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up over there by Sheehy. His pass to the near side is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Tino as he drives in. He's going to be fouled into play. Tino is fouled into play as Trevor Polifka comes back. Parkview Christian with her second straight turnover here to begin the second half of play. They're going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He's going to be Alex Tino. Alex Tino has got 3 points in the ball game thus far on the three-pointer. St. Cecilia as a team, 8 out of 10 from the charity stripe in the first half of play. Tino is an 82% foul shooter himself as he will toe the mark here for the Hawks. His shot is up there, and the shot's going to be off of the front iron. No good. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Here comes the next one. It's up there. It's good by Alex Tino. St. Cecilia has now built a 5-point lead. It's 26-21. 6 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. Here's Andrew Smith with the ball. Smith has a screen set up there by Rogers. Doesn't use it. Now Engoy. His shot for three is up there and in. Well, this guy doesn't miss. Dan Engoy has now got 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points in the ballgame, 26-24. Hawks with a 2-point lead. There's a shot taken there by Thomas Skoke that's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Engoy. Engoy hands it away, and now Parkview Christian can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Here comes Andrew Smith back into the offensive zone. Uses a screen from Rogers. Now to Engoy inside the free throw circle. Backs it back out. There's a Polifka with the ball around the screen from Rogers. Out here to Smith. Free throw line jumpers put up there and in. Andrew Smith scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 26 points apiece. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. There's Alex Sheehy with the ball behind the screen. Sheehy, his shot from inside the free throw circle is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Parkview Christian. That is Engoy with the ball, and now the Patriots can pull ahead here with a field goal. Here's Andrew Smith with the ball. Andrew Smith on the wing on the left side just dribbles with it out here in the three-point territory. Comes out between the circles. Now Sheehy right in his face defensively. Andrew Smith gets away, dribbles to the elbow, throws up a shot, misses. No good. Rebound comes down to Tino. Alex Tino with the ball for the Hawks. Long pass ahead. Sheehy down to the corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Kitten. Shot is up and in. Boy, St. Cecilia just attacking the lane there and attacking the basket. Kitten has got 13 points in the ball game. Kitten has got 13. Thomas Skoke, he's got 6. So 19 out of the 28 points basically scored in the paint there for St. Cecilia. There's Engoy with the ball. His long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to the Hawks. Thomas Skoke with it now. Tino to the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Double dribble violation. Double dribble violation. Called there on Alex Tino. The fourth turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. So it's going to be the Patriots playing the ball in down here on the near sideline. The former Nebraska Cornhusker basketball and football player, Garth Glissman, the head coach of Parkview Christian, here tonight, standing in front of his bench to our left. There's Patriots in the offensive zone now. Malik Morris has got the ball. Morris inside the free throw circle. Backs it back out. Andrew Smith down to Engoy on the far sideline. Engoy around to Rogers' screen. Now gives the ball away to Lavelle Rogers. Back out to Engoy. 4:32 to play here in the third quarter. 28-26, Hawks have got the lead. Now a double dribble violation is called here on Dan Engoy. That's going to be turnover number 5 called on Parkview Christian. So here comes St. Cecilia back the other direction now. The 4:29 mark of this third quarter. Down at the scorers table, checking in is going to be Nosa Iogbe as he comes back in there for Lavelle Rogers. So Iagbe is into the ball game now for Parkview Christian. He is 6'6" and a freshman for the Patriots. Alex Tino has got the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now to Sheehy. Throws it over here on the left side. Thomas Scope. Scope goes down in the corner. Asher 4-3. His shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Sheehy with the rebound, but a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here. That's going to be on the Belivka. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Belivka picks up the personal foul. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. They come way outside down to Tino. Alex Tino handles it out here in three-point territory around the screen. Tino, bounce pass comes to Thomas Scope right at the top of the key. Feeds it inside down to Kitten. Spinning, his shot is up there. It can be blocked down. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Kitten on the baseline. Now he's double-teamed. Jump pass comes out wide open. Here's Scope with the ball. Now top of the key to Tino. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Iagbe. Iagbe brings it into the forecourt now to Andrew Smith. Andrew Smith fakes the handoff to Malik Morris. Now gives the ball to Malik out here in three-point territory. Morris hands away to Ingoy. As he tries to drive it, loses control of the ball. Now picks it up on the baseline and loses the ball out of bounds. A turnover there on Parkview Christian. So they had only one turnover in the first quarter or first half of play. Now they've got five so far here in the third quarter. And head coach Garth Glitzman now wants to call a timeout here for Parkview Christian. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 28, Parkview Christian 26.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, 28-26. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Parkview Christian here tonight. Might be the only time in our broadcasting career that the high school basketball coach is also a lawyer in Omaha. But Garth Lussman, the head man here for Parkview Christian. Here's a Dayton Seely with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hands it away now to Alex Sheehy. Moves it to the right side of the floor on the dribble. Who gives it away to Brooks Asher. His shot from the elbow is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Boyd, his shot's going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought out of there by Andrew Smith. Long pass ahead to Ngoy. He tries to take it to the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Ngoy is fouling the play as the ball was jarred loose in the lane there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on St. Cecilia's Alex Sheehy. Second foul on Sheehy. Team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. So it's going to be Parkview Christian inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath the thrown basket. Polifka will inbound the ball. It's going to be tipped back out of bounds by Seely. Trying to get it to Ngoy down here in the corner for a possible three. And the ball was deflected away out of bounds here by Dayton Seely of St. Cecilia. They play her in now to Andrew Smith out here. 28-26, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead over Parkview Christian. Smith with the ball, moves it down the left side of the lane to the goal. It's going to be blocked out of bounds by Cannon Howell. Cannon Howell gets a block. And again, Parkview Christian will inbound the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. There's Trevor Polifka. He will inbound the ball here for the Patriots. Looking, comes out here to Ngoy. Ngoy with the ball as he directs a little traffic. Goes over to Andrew Smith on the far sideline, down in the corner. Malik Morris has got it. Dribbles behind his back on the wing. Ball gets away. Now he gives it away to Andrew Smith. He resets the offense out here in three-point territory. Smith with the ball. Out to Ngoy. Ngoy dribbling with it on the wing. Now to Andrew Smith at the top of the key. Drives in with a traveling violation. Smith has ruled for the traveling violation. It's going to be seven turnovers now in Parkview Christian. This is a team that won the Frontier Conference Basketball Championship in the tournament last week. They have a record of 10 wins and 6 losses on the season, playing a mixture of Class B, C1, C2, and D1 schools. There's a shot up there. It's going to be in and out. No good by Asher. Follow shot is up there and in. Cannon Howell gets the offensive board and a putback for St. Cecilia. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. It's 30-26. St. Cecilia now with a four-point lead here with 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Ngoy has got the ball. And Goyd dribbling with it. He hands it away to Andrew Smith. Picked up there by Sheehy. Andrew Smith takes it on the low block. Cross-court pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Asher. He drives, puts a man in the air, shoots and scores. Jumping out of the gym there was Malik Morris. Asher gets the field goal to go down off of the window. Eight turnovers now in Parkview Christian. That one results in a field goal by Brooks Asher on the other end. St. Cecilia has scored six straight points. It's now 32-26. Late in the third quarter, Engoy has got the ball. Engoy hands it away here to Smith. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Throws up a long-range jumper. No good. Rebound in the corner by Seeley. Dayton Seeley has got the ball now for the Hawks. Winding his way back up the floor. There's a pass out of bounds. It's deflected out over there by Palifka of Parkview Christian. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Here comes Lavelle Rogers back into the ball game now for Parkview Christian. It replaces Trevor Palifka. 1:29 to play here in quarter number three, 32-26, St. Cecilia with the lead, and now we got a personal foul. Is this going to be a warning, I guess, on Lavelle Rogers? So they'll mark that in the proper spot in the score book. And now Alex Sheehy has got the ball for St. Cecilia to Cannon Howell. He's double team, triple team. Cannon Howell's going to be tied up on the play. Down on the low block on the right side, Cannon Howell got the ball, and then Parkview Christian, they just collapse on him. They had three guys around Cannon Howell, and finally he's going to be tied up on the play. Arrow is pointing in favor of Parkview Christian, so this will be a turnover on St. Cecilia. Five turnovers on the Hawks. 1:18 to play in the third quarter, 32-26. St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. Here's Smith with the ball over to Engoy. Down to Malik Morris. Here's Andrew Smith again on the far sideline, around the screen. Pulls up at the free throw line, goes down to Rogers. Now to Engoy, lobs the ball inside. That's going to be Iogbe over the far sideline. A three-pointer thrown up there, no good by Malik Morris. And the rebound comes down to Cannon Howell. Now we've got all the toughies out there all at one time. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball for St. Cecilia. What happened to the Smiths and the Jones that we're so accustomed to? Brooks Asher trying to drive it, and he's going to be fouled in the play. It's going to go on Andrew Smith. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Parkview Christian Patriots here in this basketball game in the second half. Here comes Skoke back in. Kitten comes back in. 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 32-26. St. Cecilia's out on top here in the ball game. The Hawks have the ball. Alex Tino has got it. Tino comes over here on the right side. Alex Sheehy loses control of the ball, but it's swatted out of his hands by Lavelle Rogers. And St. Cecilia will play things in. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. Boys-only game here tonight between the Hawks and Parkview Christian. Tino has got the ball now to Asher for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he was hacked on the arm. And three shots here by Brooks Asher. He was hacked on the arm. A personal foul called on Malik Morris. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Patriots. And now we got three free throws coming up here from Brooks Asher. He has not been there so far tonight. 77% foul shooter on the season for Asher. He throws it up there. The shot is going to be good. They'll get one more. Asher has now got 3 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia has done most of their damage tonight within just a couple of feet of the basket with Zach Kitten and Thomas Koch. Here's the next shot by Asher. It's up there. It's good. Asher hits two for two. Now he'll have one more as he was fouled in the active shooting in three-point territory. Palifka comes back into the ball game now. Going out will be Iogbe. Also coming in there for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Thomas O'Keefe. And going out is going to be Alex Sheehy with 32.7 seconds remaining here in quarter number three. Asher will have one more free throw. The Hawks have an 8-point lead, 34-26. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off on the left side. No good. Rebound comes down here to Parkview Christian. So it's 34-26. The Hawks with their biggest lead at 8 points. Driving the baseline. His shot is up and in. Malik Morris getting the field goal. He's got 4 points in the ball game. It's now 34-28. Hawks with a 6-point lead with 17 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Dayton Seeley dribbles with it here against Malik Morris. Seeley getting away. Now to Asher. Here's a pass down to O'Keefe. Puts a man in the air. Throws up a 10-footer. It's going to be too long. No good. Rebound Rogers to the far sideline to Smith. The shot's going to be blocked down by Tino. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 34 and Parkview Christian 28. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Three quarters in the books. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Parkview Christian. The score is 34-28. The Hawks looking to improve to 14-4 on the season. Of course, they went 1-1 during the Centennial Conference basketball tournament a week ago. Parkview Christian, they won the Nebraska Frontier Conference Championship. There's a shot from the far side. It's going to be a three-pointer by Sheehy. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Engoy. So here comes Parkview Christian. The Patriots still within striking distance here. 34-28. Just underway here in quarter number four. Andrew Smith has got the ball. Comes out to Engoy. Engoy throws it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Polifka. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia. That's Alex Tino with the ball. Alex Tino runs her back the other way. On the dribble. Comes over here to Brooks Asher on the near sideline. They feed it inside to Skok. He backs up, spins. Now we got a foul called. Thomas Skok going to work just to the right of the basket there. He's fouled in a play. It goes on Lavelle Rogers. That's going to be his second. So two fouls on Rogers. It's going to be team foul number five on Parkview Christian. They've committed just one foul. St. Cecilia's committed just one foul here in the second half. Parkview now with five. St. Cecilia plays it in. Sheehy in the lane again. Kicks it back out to Tino. Tino will back it back out. Alex Tino dribbling with the ball now to Asher. Asher sends it back to Tino. And a offensive foul is going to be called here. Somebody's setting a screen over there. It's going to be Zach Kitten. Zach Kitten is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. So one foul in Kitten. St. Cecilia is throwing up just one three-pointer in the basketball game tonight. Everything else has been from close range. 34-28. The Hawks have the lead. Here comes Parkview Christian back with the ball. Smith has got it. Moves it over to the far side. The long-range jumper by Engoy. That's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Polifka. His shot's going to be blocked down. And the ball's recovered here by Zach Kitten. Now he's going to be double-teamed in the backcourt, and a foul's going to be called. A foul's going to be called here on Malik Morris. That's going to be his third. Or check that. Polifka is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. And St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. End of the ball game now is going to be Nosa Igbangbe. Igbangbe comes back into the ball game for Parkview Christian. 6 foot 6 inch freshman. In fact, they got two freshmen on this team. One of them not playing tonight. 34-28 is the score. St. Cecilia still got a 6 point lead. Here's Asher for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Tino at the top of the circle. Down to Brooks Asher. Asher dribbles the ball down the lane. His running scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Igbangbe gets the rebound here for a Parkview Christian. Down to Malik Morris. He drives it. He falls down on the baseline. And now a timeout's going to be called. Malik Morris falls down just to the left of the basket as he was sliding toward the end line. Grant Glissman, the head coach for Parkview Christian, calls the timeout. So they save the possession here. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play. We're in the fourth quarter with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 34, Parkview Christian 28.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
This time out brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. 34-28. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Morris from the free throw line. His shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Igagbe. Now we got a personal foul called. Igagbe got the rebound. The personal foul's going to be called on Asher of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three in the Blue Hawks. Still no free throws here. Andrew Smith will inbound the ball for Parkview Christian. Smith has got it. Andrew Smith looking, comes to the near sideline. Malik Morris has got it. He's going to be tied up on the play. Jump ball. Now we got a foul called. One official ruled a jump. The other one rules a foul. The foul is going to override that. We're going to have a personal foul called here on Asher again. The second foul on Brooks Asher. That's going to be team foul number four in the Blue Hawks. So again, it's going to be Parkview Christian inbounding the ball, this time from the near sideline. 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play. And now Kevin Asher is questioning the officials. One of them did call a jump ball. The other one called a foul on Brooks Asher. And Kevin Asher, the head coach for St. Cecilia, just wants an explanation. It looks like the foul is going to hold here. And it's going to be Parkview Christian inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Lavelle Rogers will key things in. Rogers gets it to Andrew Smith, and now we got a foul on Parkview Christian as they inbounded the ball. It's going to be Dan Engoy picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third foul. So Dan Engoy picks up the foul. Coming to the ball game now will be Polivka, and going out is going to be Engoy. 34-28, St. Cecilia has got the lead here over last D2 opponent Parkview Christian here tonight. This is not your typical Class D2 team, I'll guarantee you. Brooks Asher has got the ball. Asher here in backcourt races it down the left sideline. Asher comes to Alex Tino. Tino has got the ball out here. As Parkview Christian is now in a man-to-man defense. Alex Tino on the wing, and a double dribble violation is called on Alex Tino. That's going to be six turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia. The offense really not clicking too well tonight for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia's got 34 points on the board here, six turnovers. Engoy comes back into the ball game now. Lavelle Rogers will come to the bench for Parkview Christian. 34-28. The Patriots within 6 points. And Parkview Christian has got the ball. Here's Andrew Smith behind the screen. Smith gives it away out here in three-point territory. That's going to be Engoy as he hands it away here to Smith on the wing. Behind the screen. Can't put up a shot over Sheehy. Now the ball knocked loose. It is going to be picked up here by Engoy as he drives it down the lane. Out of Igagbe, he can't handle the ball, and it's going to be a turnover. Turnover number nine in the ball game for Parkview Christian. So it's still a 34-28 ball game. Here's Sheehy with the ball. Sheehy sends it inside. That's Zach Kitten. Kitten can't put up a shot. Dribbles back out here into three-point territory. Resets, looking inside. Nothing there. Back out to Asher for three. That one is off of the mark. No good. Tip tries up there and in. Thomas Scope gets the tip there for St. Cecilia, and he scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are back out to an eight-point lead. 36-28 in the ball game with 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter from the Chapman Gym. Here's Malik Morris with the ball on the wing. Comes out here to Polivka at the top of the key. St. Cecilia's in the man-to-man. Here's Andrew Smith. Smith has still got only 6 points in the ball game. He's their leading scorer, averaging 17.1 on the season. Out on top is Malik Morris. Morris dribbles to the elbow, throws up a shot. It's going to be an air ball, no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Into the ball game now for Parkview Christian is going to be Lavelle Rogers. Rogers will come in. Igagbe will come to the bench. Nosa is playing with three personal fouls. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Seeley. Coming out will be Tino. 4 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, St. Cecilia's got the lead over Parkview Christian. The score is 36-28. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball. Seeley comes here to Brooks Asher. Asher will set things up out here. Right in his grill defensively is going to be number one, Malik Morris. On the right sideline, Thomas Scope, cross-court pass goes over to Sheehy. His shot for three is no good. Rogers grabs the rebound. Lavelle Rogers has got the ball for Parkview Christian. Gets it in the hands of Andrew Smith. He drives it toward the goal, stops, comes over here to Morris. Morris now to Smith. Andrew Smith has got the ball behind the screen. The ball poked loose. It's picked up by Sheehy. Sheehy has got it for St. Cecilia. He drives, and he's going to be hit from behind, and a foul called. 10 turnovers now at Parkview Christian. Sheehy is going to go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He was fouled in a play by Lavelle Rogers. That's going to be his third. Rogers just came down, gave Sheehy a little shove there. Picks up a personal foul. And now Parkview Christian wants to call a timeout. Patriots call a timeout. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 36, Parkview Christian 28. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central boys basketball team, they're playing tonight in the Luplan Conference basketball tournament up at Ord as they're playing Donovan Trumbull tonight. We've got the action on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Hastings College basketball team, they're going to be in action tomorrow up in Yankton, South Dakota against the Lancers of Mount Marty. The women's game will be at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Pre-game coverage begins at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. So it's 36-28. Hastings St. Cecilia is still leading Parkview Christian. This game was 23-21 at halftime, so each team kind of grinding their way through this thing tonight. Alex Sheehy to the free throw line. He's got just 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. He's not been to the free throw line until now, and his shot is up there and in. St. Cecilia doing a good job from the free throw line here tonight. They were 8 out of 10 in the first half. Sheehy now with 3 points in the ball game, and the St. Cecilia lead is now up to 9 points at 37-28. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be short. No good. The ball tapped around. Sheehy grabs the ball. She at the top of the key over here to Seely. His shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. Big possession there for St. Cecilia. And just like that, they are out to a 12-point lead. So a made free throw, a missed free throw, an offensive rebound, and a three thrown up by Dayton Seely. And all of a sudden, St. Cecilia is leading by 12. Engoy goes for the hole, and shot's going to be blocked down with a foul called. As Engoy goes down under the hole, foul's going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Zach Kitten. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 of the Blue Hawks here in this second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Dan Engoy. He's got 12 points in the ball game. He's got 4 3-pointers. He's a 64% foul shooter. This is the first free throw of the night for Parkview Christian, and we're in the fourth quarter. Engoy misses that one. As a team, Parkview Christian is hitting 60% from the free throw line. And again, Engoy is a 64% foul shooter. Their first free throw with 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down, so it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 40-29. St. Cecilia's got an 11-point lead. Now they face pressure here in backcourt. Sheehy has got the ball as he dribbles with it. Contact made, no foul called. Sheehy brings it across the 10-second line to Thomas Skoke, to the far sideline to Asher. Asher now to Seely behind his screen from Thomas Skoke. Seely takes off, drives into the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Parkview Christian. Here comes Malik Morris with the ball down the near sideline. Malik with the ball, dribbles behind his back, dribbles into the offensive zone. Goes over there to Andrew Smith. Down the lane is Engoy. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores, and he's fouled in the play. Dan Engoy scoring there for Parkview Christian. He's now got 15 points in the ball game, and now he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The foul goes on Kitten. That's going to be his third. So Zach picks up his third. That's the team's sixth. It's now a 9-point lead for the Hawks at 40-31. And going to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Sheehy with a rebound. Sheehy has got the ball. Gets away to Brooks Asher. Back to Sheehy. Down the left sideline. That's Zach Kitten with the ball. Gets it into the offensive zone. Here's Brooks Asher. Asher dribbling behind the screen from Thomas Skoke. Sends it over on the wing on the left side to Seely. Seely in trouble. Bounce pass comes over here to Sheehy. Sheehy holds the ball on the wing, on top of the key. Skoke has got it to the right wing. Here's Zach Kitten, fakes the three, dribbles to the basket, and he has it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hawks have a 9-point lead at 40-31. Trying to win their 14th ball game of the season here tonight. Here's Thomas Skoke, who saw us up there and in. Thomas Skoke scores there for St. Cecilia. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 42-31. St. Cecilia with the lead now with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Here comes Dan Engoy with the ball. Dan Engoy working against Asher at the top of the key. Comes over to Andrew Smith. Andrew Smith to the far sideline to Polivka. Polivka sends it down to the baseline. Dribbling with the ball down there is going to be Malik Morris. Morris now to Engoy. He takes off, drives it to the hole. But a pass down here in the corner to Polivka. That goes off of his fingertips out of bounds. I don't think Polivka was looking for that one. Goes sailing right through his fingertips out of bounds. That's 11 turnovers now in Parkview Christian. 42-31. Here's the inbounds pass. Going to be knocked loose. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Seeley goes down. Also going down, Polivka. And the personal foul is going to be called here. Let's see. It's going to go on Polivka. That's going to be his fourth foul. So now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. This will be a one-and-one situation for Hastings St. Cecilia. Dayton Seeley will go to the line. Alex Tino coming to the ball game now for the Hawks. Here comes Brooks Asher to the bench. Seeley goes to the free throw line. End of the ball game now for Parkview Christian. There's going to be Nosa Igagbe as he checks in and out, replacing Rogers. So Dayton Seeley to the free throw line. This is his first opportunity at a charity toss, and his shot is up there. It's going to be good. The score now is 43-31. St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Lincoln Lutheran going to be in town to take on St. Cecilia tomorrow. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hawks playing Lincoln Lutheran in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tomorrow. 44-31 now with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from the Chapman Gym. There's Andrew Smith with the ball. Andrew Smith gets it over there to Polivka. Now a long-range jumper by Engoy. His shot's going to be no good. They save it from going out of bounds. Nope, they didn't get to it. Didn't get there in time as Polivka trying to make a save on the ball and didn't get there in time. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt with a minute and 56 seconds to play. Lavelle Rogers back into the ball game now. And checking out is going to be Nosa Igagbe. Brooks Asher back in now for Hastings St. Cecilia, replacing Thomas Skok. So here's Tino with the ball in backcourt. Gets it to Dayton Seeley. Races it into the offensive zone. Brings it over here to Sheehy. We're down to a minute and 49 seconds to play. Seeley for three shots up there and in. Dayton Seeley hits the third three-pointer of the night. That St. Cecilia is thrown down the hole. Now the Hawks have a 16-point lead at 47-31. Here comes Andrew Smith with the ball now for Parkview Christian. Right here on the wing. Andrew Smith has it jarred loose, but it's picked up out here in three-point territory by Engoy. Engoy dribbling with the ball. Fakes the handoff. Now pulls up out here in three-point territory to Malik Morris. Sends it over to Smith in a traveling violation. Andrew Smith is whistled for the extra steps. That's going to be 12 turnovers on Parkview Christian. St. Cecilia now with a 16-point lead. Hawks led by only two at halftime, 23-21. That means Parkview Christian has scored only 10 points here in the second half of play. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. Dayton Seeley down in the corner on the right side. Comes out of the wing. Alex Tino comes across the top to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy dribbles with the ball here. Now in trouble. Comes over here to Tino. Alex Tino dribbles with it. Back out to Brooks Asher near the 10-second line. Under a minute to play now here in the fourth quarter, and the foul is going to be called. Andrew Smith picks up the foul for Parkview Christian. That's going to be his third. We have some more free throws coming up here with Brooks Asher. Brooks has got 4 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Asher is 77% foul shooter in the season. St. Cecilia is 61% as a team. Asher throws it up there, and the shot is going to be good. He'll get one more. Josh Case comes into the ball game now for Parkview Christian. Racing St. Cecilia, Grant Schmidt is going to check in. Here comes Trevor Ernst into the ball game. Also, Tommy O'Keefe is going to come in now for the Blue Hawks. 48-31 to score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Brooks Asher will have one more. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Now Asher is going to check out. And coming in is going to be Cannon Howell. So St. Cecilia out to an 18-point lead, but in no way this score is going to be indicative of maybe how competitive this game was here tonight. St. Cecilia was in control most of the way, led by 2 points at halftime, but Parkview Christian has scored only 10 points in the second half of play. They've scored only three so far here in the fourth quarter. There's Polito with the ball. Goes over the far sideline to Morris. He drives it. He shoots it and misses. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose, and the lane is grabbed here by Trevor Ernst of St. Cecilia. Ernst gets it away now to O'Keefe as he brings the ball up. O'Keefe comes over here now to Tino, and Tino's going to be fouled in the play. We're down to 32.2 seconds to play. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game tonight. And the coach's post-game show with Kevin Asher before we get out of here tonight. High school basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Alex Tino to the free throw line. He's got 4 points so far tonight. Tino is one out of two from the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot's going to be short. No good. Tino will get one more. He's an 82% foul shooter in the season. 49-31. So Parkview Christian, the 10th-ranked team in Class D2, will drop to 10-7 in the season. Tino's next shot is going to be up there. It's around the rim and down. So he gets one out of two from the free throw line. And the ball game now is going to be Seth Kierkegaard for St. Cecilia. And going out will be Tino. So everybody that dressed out tonight has been in the ball game for head coach Kevin Asher. 50-31, St. Cecilia with a 19-point lead here in this one. There's a long-range jumper by Smith. It's up there, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Parkview Christian ball. So St. Cecilia right now on an 8-0 run here in the last 2.5 minutes of this basketball game. It's 50-31. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Leafka will inbound the ball. Comes out here in the 3-point territory to Smith. Pulls up at the elbow. His shot in and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. An offensive rebound and a follow shot there. It goes to Ngogbe. Now we got a timeout called here by Parkview Christian. This timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow we'll be in Yankton, South Dakota. Hastings College will take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Airtime will be at 1:45, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Complete coverage here on 1230 KHAS. We'll also have coverage of the consolation and championship games of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament tomorrow. You can catch those on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Adam Central is playing Donovan Trumbull right now in boys play in the semifinals. So St. Cecilia's got the lead here, 50-33. Hawks have the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Grant Schmidt. Now with 8 seconds, 7 seconds to the near sideline. Kierkegaard has got the ball as he just hangs onto it. And that's going to be the final score. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to win it here tonight over Parkview Christian. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 50, Parkview Christian 33. So the Blue Hawks go to 14 wins and 4 losses on the season. They will play Lincoln Lutheran tomorrow night. Parkview Christian, they will drop to 10 wins and 7 losses on the season. Next game for Parkview Christian is coming up tomorrow night as they will have a home game against Class C2 opponent Omaha Brownell Talbot. Then they play a Class C1 team in Boystown next weekend. So Parkview Christian continues their brutal schedule for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings St. Cecilia beats the Patriots tonight by a score of 50-33. Back with a recap after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kierkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Parkview Christian tonight in boys high school basketball. The final score of 50-33. So the Blue Hawks now 14-4 on the season. Parkview Christian, they dropped to 10 wins and 7 losses. Hastings St. Cecilia with the victory here tonight. St. Cecilia scored the first 3 points of the ball game. Parkview Christian then went ahead 6-3. Patriots had the lead 8-5. Last time the score was tied was at 8 points apiece with 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Hawks then went on a 7-0 run to go out on top 15-8, and they didn't look back. St. Cecilia led at the end of one quarter 15-12. It was 23-21 at halftime in favor of St. Cecilia. And then Parkview Christian scores just 12 points in the second half of play. As St. Cecilia goes on to win 50-33, it was 34-28 at the end of three quarters. So St. Cecilia outscores them, 27-12 in the second half of play. They go on to cruise to the victory here tonight, 50-33. Checking the scoring of the ball game for Parkview Christian, they were led by Dan Engoy. He scores 15 points in the ball game. He knocked down 4 3-pointers. He had a 2-point field goal, and he was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Engoy with 15. He was the only guy in double figures tonight for Parkview Christian. 6 points for Andrew Smith on 3 field goals. Nosa Igagbe, he had 3 field goals and 6 points. Malik Morris, he had 2 field goals for 4. And Trevor Polifka, he had a field goal and 2 points. Parkview Christian got to the free throw line only 3 times tonight. In fact, it wasn't until the 3:44 mark of the fourth quarter that they had a free throw. They finished 1 out of 3 for the ball game for 33%. Racing St. Cecilia, they were led tonight by Zach Kitten as he got the job done in the paint tonight. He had 5 field goals and he was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. 13 points for Kitten. Thomas Skoke, he comes up with 10 points. He had 3 field goals, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for his 10. Dayton Seeley had 8 points. He had a couple of 3-pointers. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brooks Asher, he had a field goal, and he was 4 out of 5 from the line, 6 points. Gannon Howell, he had 2 field goals, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 5. Alex Tino, he had 5 points. He had a 3, and he was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Another scorer for St. Cecilia, Alex Sheehy, he came up with a field goal, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. So one man in double figures tonight, Zach Kitten for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks knock off Parkview Christian tonight by a score of 50-33. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Parkview Christian in boys high school basketball. The final score of 50-33. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the game plan was to use the inside game of the Blue Hawks to propel them to a win tonight. That's exactly what they got done is Zach Kitten, Thomas Skok. They each score in double figures, 13 and 10 points respectively. So they score just about half of the points, 23 out of the 50 that the Blue Hawks put on the board tonight, with Zach Kitten leading the way with 13 points and Thomas Skok with 10 points. Dayton Seeley did hit a couple of three-pointers from the outside as he finishes with 8 for Hastings St. Cecilia. All candidates for our player of the game, and we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Zach Kitten. Kitten comes up with five field goals in the ball game tonight. He was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Also pulls down a bushel basket full of rebounds in the ball game here tonight. St. Cecilia wins it over Parkview Christian by a score of 50-33. Zach Kitten is going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
Kevin Asher just now making his way out of the locker room here tonight. He's seeing St. Cecilia winning by a score of 50-33. They outscored the Patriots 27-12 in the second half, and they cruise to their 14th victory of the season, now 14-4 on the year. They'll take on Lincoln Lutheran tomorrow. Parkview Christian now 10-7. They return back home for a game against Omaha Brownell Talbot for tomorrow. So the coach is on his way up here. We've got some scores to pass along to you from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament tonight. The girls' finals are now set for tomorrow. Kearney Catholic will take on Ravenna in the championship game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Donovan Trumbull and Centura will be meeting in the consolation game tomorrow at 2. The boys' games are going on right now. In fact, Gibbon has beaten Ravenna tonight in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, 38-33. Adams Central is playing Donovan Trumbull in the second ball game. As Kevin Asher joins us on the postgame show, and coach is not going to win any beauty contest here tonight. It wasn't a pretty basketball game, but you guys really took control in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, the defense was outstanding throughout most of the game, and definitely the second half, we really made it difficult for them to get anything, you know, easy. And offensive struggles are going to be there night in and night out. I mean, you're not going to have a great offensive night, and I think our kids were worried a little bit about their offense at halftime, and we told them just to buckle down defensively and turn some defense into offense. I think we forced them into like 7 or 8 turnovers second half.
Talk about the offensive woes. It just didn't seem to click again. And this is a team that maybe has something to do with that.
Definitely. I mean, they we didn't hit from the outside like we normally do, whether that's just a, maybe having a little bit of a quicker trigger. And then I thought we had key turnovers, a six-point lead. We come down, turn it over. I think we had three of those tonight with a six-point or better lead, and turned it over, an illegal screen, you know, just little things like that. And that's four possessions where, you know, that leads at 10, then they start taking different maybe shots and not feeling so comfortable on offense either. But you're right, difficulty getting anything driving to the basket. We did play inside out, I thought, early well. And then number 34 hasn't been on their scouting report this year. And when you get a 6'6 kid standing in the middle, it changed the perception of things a little bit on offense. And our offense, you know, couldn't be so much inside out. And we just missed shots from the perimeter. Not great shots, but shots, you know, we've been taking all year.
Kind of hard to drive the ball to the basket when you got a big old 6 foot 6 inch guy in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they're athletic. I mean, just so athletic. And our kids really had to protect the basketball and not, you know, make sure when they're driving, they're going strong. And I thought, you know, for the most part, we did that.
You told us in the pregame show you wanted to work inside, and you do that tonight. For the most part, Zach Kitten and Thomas Cook, good nights tonight.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I thought Thomas, there was about a three-minute mark in the first quarter. I asked Tom, I said, you got to really crash the boards. I said, when Sheehy, Asher, and Seeley are shooting the outside shot, you know, they're going to take the shot that they normally take, but we weren't getting anything. And I thought Tom really stepped up his rebounding game. And then Zach Kitten's been strong for us. It just seems like he gets that quiet 10 and 10 or close to that every single night. And, you know, that's a credit to him. He's just a hard worker.
You'll take a quiet double-double any time, won't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's his nature to be quiet. I mean, he's a kid we'd like to be just a little more assertive at times, and he's getting there. But he's still a sophomore, and you know, a lot of basketball to be played.
So you wanted to get a few things done tonight, and yeah, you struggled offensively, but that's not all so bad. You can play a game and learn how to win when you're not scoring 50, 60, 70 points a game.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, you know, we always talk about, you know, defense wins championships like every coach does, but you know, for your kids to actually go out there and have to grind and try to get a little bit of separation. And Dayton Seeley's you know, three-point shot, he's struggled from that spot all year long, and it's not because he hasn't worked at it. It's not because he hasn't hit shots in practice. It's just a thing where he needed some confidence, and that was a huge, I think, 9 to 12 points shot he hit after we got an offensive rebound on a free throw situation. And you know, little things like that. You know, we didn't have some of our main scorers doing all the scoring tonight, but then Dayton Seeley, who hasn't scored much here, he comes in with 8 points. And I thought our bench was outstanding. Cannon Howell and Alex Tino did an excellent job off the bench. So you put, when Brooks and Alex Sheehy get 9 points, you're looking at your top two scorers, and then all of a sudden you're going, oh, boy, where we're going to find it. But definitely a well-balanced team win.
So St. Cecilia wins it tonight, 50-33 over Parkview Christian. You've got Lincoln Lutheran coming up tomorrow, and then a tough week again next week.
Yeah, it is. You know, Lincoln Lutheran's Centennial Conference team, and the record's not as pretty as probably they want. But, boy, I've seen them play the number one or two team in the state to 2 points on film. They've got really athletic kids, pretty good length to them. And they haven't played for about 11 days. So those practices, we'll see how they travel after, you know, 11 days. And we've really got to be ready to play after. And this is the first time we went back-to-back in a long time. And you know, I think our kids will be hungry because of the way they, you know, struggled tonight. Hopefully they get out of the gate a little bit quicker tomorrow. And, you know, but it's a quick turnaround, so we'll have to be ready.
Okay, good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Blue Hawks winner tonight. They outscored their opposition 27-12. In the second half, and they go on to win this baby tonight by a score of 50-33. We'll come back into final word right after this. Going to Bowling and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up. So Saints Isaiah wins it tonight 50-33 over Parkview Christian. Saints Isaiah now 14-4 on the season. They will play again tomorrow against Lincoln Lutheran. Parkview Christian, they dropped to 10 wins and 7 losses. We'll head for Yankton, South Dakota. We'll have Hastings College basketball tomorrow for you here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and the Lancers of Mount Marty on the air with a pregame show at 1:45. The women's game will go at 2 for the guys to follow at 4 o'clock. All the coverage here on 1230 KHIS. If you're needing some more basketball tonight, we've got Adams Central playing tonight in the semifinals of the Luplac Conference Tournament against Donovan Trumbull. He gets the rest of the game tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. And the final score, Hastings Saints Isaiah 50, Parkview Christian 33. My producer and engineer, John Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.